What a thrill it is to be in God's house, I tell you, on Sunday morning. It for those of you, and I don't know how you were affected by the news that you got on this events in Colorado, and how, wow, so many people going out on to hear an opening of a movie. So many people going out for a night of pleasure, for fun, and you know the title of the movie, and with that going on, you know, people, even when that horrible event started, people were kind of unsure about what was going on, whether or not this was part of the entertainment patch, whether, you know, and it was just, and over the last couple of days, I know especially that first day, we're just kind of glued to actually what happened. People want to know what happened, what happened, what happened. And I know that all of us in our hearts and in our mind have thought at one time, what would it have been like had I personally been there in that theater when that madman started his rampage? And you just hear story after story, and I'm not sure the last I heard on the way is it's still that 12 were deceased, and it's over 70 been shot, injured, and I hope and pray that those people that God will use around that, around those people to show warmth and show love and show compassion and just lifting up that need that those people, and, you know, people just need to stay together. Folks, we're only a couple short minutes from a cineplex where the same exact thing could have happened here in our territory. It could have been your friends, neighbors, loved ones that you're concerned about. And the sad thing I heard in one of the interviews that night, a gentleman, he says, you know, the sad thing is the friend I was with who was shot, I just don't know. I can't locate him in the hospital. I just don't know. I just don't know. And whenever an event like this happens, we try to, first of all, it's very difficult for us in our minds to make sense of it. And so many times I've asked and heard ask, how can God allow something like this to go on? And just to state in the beginning that God, 2,000 years ago, sent his son to die upon a cross so that we would have that gift of eternal life, knowing that the place that we go to is far greater than this place that we live in here today. Knowing that he has built for me a mansion. Oh, I told him the wrong song to play. Miss Gita was starting playing I've Got a Mansion. And I like that song. I've been singing it for many years. And I like the thoughts about leaving this world and going to a mansion that's far greater in beauty than I could ever imagine in my mind. I know it's going to be nice. He's been working it now for 2,000 years. For those of you, he was a carpenter, so I know it's going to be nice. But it doesn't in any way detract from our hearts when we hear these stories and how we're moved, hopefully with compassion. Yesterday on the radio coming back, I heard a, you know, and you know, I can't listen to any one station. I can't listen to any one television. I'm a man. I'm a man. I just can't click, 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 click. Got to do that. And listen on the radio stations, one of the talk radios, and such a foolish comment made about how, well, you know, at this time of night, how people could expect, you know, whew, let me tell you something. These people and these families need to be treated with compassion, and they need to be treated with love. And I hope and pray that the Christian churches in that area will just step forth with doing everything they can that God lays upon their hearts to comfort those families and those people who are in need. What do we do? I know that for those of you that know me and know me well, you know how much I enjoy music and I enjoy singing. I enjoy these guys. Bob, it's good to see you here, brother. I didn't know you was coming on up. We'd have waited and hung around for a little bit, and we'd have done something. We'd have stalled until the star of the show got here, Bob Mumford. But you know how much I enjoy music and how much I enjoy singing, especially singing with these guys and the fun we're singing those old hymns and fun songs, and because it uplifts my spirit every time I do that. Little Matt has walked in. I tell you one thing. Gene's already adopted him. We know that to be a fact over there. He's already put him on, you know. Everybody looking, he was down there at the campgrounds, and he actually played the piano and sang, and a lot of people had that Terry Who look about him. I'm like, well, don't know about this. This could be a little dissension in the ranks. And what a thrill it is to have excitement on doing something that you love. And I love music. I love singing with these guys because it lifts my spirit. I was very fortunate yesterday to go to the mountains to celebrate my father's 87th birthday, and I love time up in the mountains with my parents. Pop, he just enjoyed himself. He just enjoyed himself. And mainly because that my niece and nephew are there, and little Hunter's 10 years old now, and he's running all over the place. And what joy it brings to a grandparent to have a grandson who's there and smiling, and he's approachable, and he's full of energy, and he wants to do things. This Thursday, he's informed me that most likely we are going to play golf because he can fit it into his schedule. I appreciate that, him letting me know that when he was making his little list of demands that he was handing me yesterday. I enjoy singing, and I enjoy worshiping God through song. I enjoy being with friends, and I enjoy being with family, and I'm very fortunate to have parents that I can still go visit and celebrate a 87th birthday, and the wonderful meal, and the cake, and the ice cream, all the good things about it. I enjoy church folks. I enjoy you folks. We here at Mount Calvary, I hope that you don't think that, well, Rich, your first time here, I don't think we're a bunch of stuffy church people. I don't think he's going to think that way. And if he does, hope he's not going to tell me. I'll be all upset. We're just simply people who have been touched by the grace of God. Very fortunate in everything that he does for us. But the one thing that I turn to more than any, the one thing that I rely upon beyond anything else, when there are difficult times in my life and there are things that go on that I simply can't reason out an answer to, I turn to the most powerful thing that we have, and that is God's Word. Excuse me. I turn to a scripture that I've read so many times that I have enjoyed. It's not in your bulletin, so after these events, I just caught myself, first of all, lifting up the individual and the families in prayer. Caught myself just humming, "Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Morning by morning, new mercies I see." And then I turned in the Old Testament to the Psalm 100. It's back there about middle way, the Old Testament. I was talking to somebody just a couple of weeks ago, and they were saying, you know, I said, well, I know so very little about the Bible. And I said, that's okay. It's what you have in your heart. It's not what you have in this head. I said, I don't even know if I can find a lot of the scriptures when they mention to them in church. I said, well, don't worry about it. Don't you worry about it a bit. If we need to, we'll sit down and help you find it. We'll come over and don't be embarrassed. Nothing to be embarrassed about in God's house. But I find in God's Word a strength that carries me through times like nothing else that I have to call upon, to tap into. And I like this psalm because I've read it over and over again, and I believe it is one of the most uplifting bits of Scripture that we have. Because it is about God. And there are times when things are difficult that you just need to simply focus on God. You're going to hear sermons that's going to kind of tug at your heart a little bit and make you look inside. You're going to hear sermons going to talk about Jesus and the wonderful miracles he performed and the way he taught through the things that he did. You're going to hear sermons about how the apostles, Paul and Peter, and all the wonderful books of the New Testament written and all the wonderful insight given to the church. But then sometimes you just need to hear about God. You need to hear about God and how much God loves us. Make a joyful shout or a joyful noise unto the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. I am happy that I have the opportunity to be in God's house today. I am happy that I have fellow brothers and sisters that I can call upon as friends and fellow believers in Christ. I believe that there is a wonderful strength when we gather together, more than two or three in His name. And it says in the latter part of the second verse, come before His presence with singing. Make a joyful noise. Don't worry so much about how it sounds to you with your ears. Worry about how it resonates within your heart. Know that the Lord, He is God. That's part of the scripture I really like. Know the Lord that He is God. A lot of people out there haven't realized that truth yet. Looking for a lot of different things. I am trying to reason through all these things and all these questions and all the emotional things that you heard over and over again. And the discussion was very odd yesterday because here's my 10-year-old nephew having a conversation with my 87-year-old father about how could a fellow like this do such a thing? And just kind of sit back and hear the two of them talk there for a little bit. It was amazing to me. The questions that we have that can only be answered by God. Know that the Lord, He is God. I wonder in my mind, what a difference would have been made if some individual could have mentioned some word of kindness somewhere along the way, hearing that this individual was quite a loner, from what I heard and some of the reports. And what a difference could have been made had somebody simply from the sincerity of their own heart and spirit just made an invite or showed a bit of love when love was needed. I don't know. That much of the story I heard a bit, and then I traveled on Friday going up to parents and spending yesterday with the birthday celebration. So you've probably heard a lot more of the story and know a lot more of the details than I do. But still in my mind, in my heart, I'm saddened that possibly an opportunity was missed there. And we all have to have that in our minds and in our hearts. It is He who has made us. Not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Ah, I like that. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful to Him and bless His name, for the Lord is good. Amen, Jane. Amen. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. What do you do when you have questions? You go to God's Word. What do you do when you have doubts and fears? You go to God's Word. What do you do when you have things in your life which just they just simply don't add up? You go to God's Word. This is where our strength lies, in the truth that we find in His Word and how it applies to each and every one of us. Some days you just got to put your happy face on. Amen? Some days you just, you know, it ain't working out right. It's not going too well. Didn't sound like anybody broke anything downstairs. Did you hear any bad noises from downstairs? Okay, I'm just checking. I preach from the heart, but I also preach thinking about my stomach too. So I'm just letting you know. Some days you've just got to put that happy face on. Some days it just doesn't make much sense up here, but I'll tell you one thing, you have to, within your heart, believe in that truth that you have heard, and you just got to hold on to it. This morning I decided to wear my happy socks. Claude, you want to see my happy socks? You like, you've seen them, huh?
See, there's not many people that have happy socks like that that you wear. You see this?
Wow.
I wore my happy socks. I'll show them to you later. I'll give you a special viewing of my happy socks. Because I can't make sense of it, folks. But you know what? I'm not really supposed to make all that much sense what goes on in this world. It says that this is not my home. This is not where God has destined for me to end up eternally. It's not here. But I think we have a great responsibility on how we handle situations like this. Oh, I never get an opportunity to say anything for God. Well, I'm telling you, if you had a conversation any time in the last few days with anyone, you had an opportunity to say something for God. Because God is still on the throne and He still loves people. And He still expects you to be faithful to Him no matter what the circumstance that you are going through. Sometimes you just got to put on your happy socks. You got to put on that happy smile. And you got to know without a shadow of a doubt, God still loves me. He loved me when I was unlovable. Same thing for you. So as we're moved with compassion, as we're saddened, I heard that the youngest victim was only 6 years old. And her mother, who is still in intensive care, has not been notified of the passing of her daughter yet. Boy, that's something that I can't comprehend, I can't handle here. But I'll tell you one thing. I know that I serve a God who loves. A God who will raise up people to come to the rescue when there's a need. I believe that. It's kind of a mixed thing today, and when you kind of balance the joy of the Lord with the great responsibility we have when we have a wonderful gift. And possibly we've not been quite diligent enough in sharing this gift with others. That's our job. We got to share the good news. We got to be even more warm and compassionate. And when people are just all at wit's end, you got to say, folks, I know where the answer is. You might not believe everything in this book, but I'll tell you one thing, it still don't change it. It's still the truth. You may have not lived your life like all the ways you wanted to, and it doesn't matter. This is a Jesus book. It talks about what He did for us. It talks about how we have the opportunity to just turn over to Him and allow Him to take care of it. Not much of a message today, but that's the only one you're going to get at this church this morning. I see the roses in there, absolutely beautiful. See the smiles on faces. See little Jessup comes up here and he had that last note. Yes! He was holding it out long. I could hear it towards the end. That's what I'm thankful for and about. The good things that God has allowed in my life. And I know you feel the same way. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We've sung praises unto your name. We have opened your word. We have read the truth. God, now touch our hearts. Allow us to be compassionate, lifting up those families that have suffered such sorrow, such loss. God, be with the individuals in that area that simply, oh, the fear that must be in some folks' heart, God. Just let us keep our faith strong in you. God, although we cannot understand and we have many questions within our minds, let our hearts stay full of the love of God, knowing that we cannot go through this world by ourselves. We need your help. And Heavenly Father, let us just stand upon the Word of God, because that is the true one thing that will endure all of time. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we leave this building, God. Bless the food downstairs. We're going to go down and have a wonderful time of fellowship, a time of celebration. God, we thank you for each one that's helped prepare. And God, most of all, you just touch hearts today. Let us be warm with our comments one to another. And let us be so appreciative of what you've done for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen and amen. I want you to turn to 227 real quick. Oh, what did we forget?